85. This is Holly Palmer interviewing Lila Senior Nash. Lila has many scrapbooks of her life, and we are going to go over the first one this afternoon. Let's, Lila, did you start this scrapbook or did your mother?
No, I started it.
You did.
Yes, I started it.
Right, and I love the pictures that you've got here of your, well, you don't have a baby picture, but you have some things here. First of all, let's get you born.
Well, I was born on December 7th, 1903 in Salisbury, Connecticut. Therefore, I was born the year of the Great Fire, and my birthday is on Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, that's right.
And among my first things in my scrapbook, I have the Cradle Roll Certificate.
And what church is that from?
And that
from,
was a Congregational Sunday School.
Uh-huh.
This is a Cradle Roll Certificate, and this certifies that Lila May Sr. was born on December 7th, 1903 in Salisbury, and that I was immediately registered in the Cradle Roll of the Salisbury Congregational Church in Salisbury, and it's signed by Hattie B. Norton and Thomas L. Norton.
And they were connected,
with the church
school. Yeah.
Yes, and Thomas L. Norton was noted as Uncle Tom, and he was the superintendent of the Sunday school for many years.
Right. Well, Lila, when you were born, as you say, in the first part of December, you were born in the house?
Yes, my parents lived across from the Salisbury Center in Salisbury Village, the Salisbury Center, and they were across in a cottage on the opposite side of the main highway now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the day then that you were born, there was this terrific fire there in Salisbury?
No, it was the same year.
Oh, I see. All right.
The fire took place in the spring, and I wasn't born until December.
I was going to say, lightning must have struck the town when you were born.
But my mother told me that it was so, that the fire leveled everything from St. John's Church to the Academy, and it was started in a tailor shop.
Yes.
And she said the windows in her house were so hot she could hardly touch them.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What is this, Lila, this darling little card you have here?
Oh, this is a little, it was sent to me by the church. And it said,
oh, isn't that
sweet? It's called Baby.
Yes.
And it's a little pamphlet that was given, sent to my mother. Where did you come from, baby dear? Out of the everywhere into here.
Yeah, that's a new approach,
new
right?
Approach.
And now this little item here, was this in the local newspaper?
This was in the local newspaper. Mr. and Mrs. Ernest Sr. are rejoicing over the arrival of a daughter born Monday.
So you were a Monday child.
I was a Monday child.
Right.
December 7th.
That wouldn't have been called the Lake Hill Journal then, would it?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this did come out of.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been the journal. I don't
know. Right. Well, not many of us have a notice like that. But now you're going to show us something, some pictures of you. Now, how you were one of these children up here in this photograph?
Yes, and I'm here.
Yes.
And this is my brother.
Yes.
And this shows us where we used to go up to Twin Lakes by train for the Sunday school picnic.
Uh-huh.
And this was taken up at Twin Lakes.
Those Sunday school picnics were really something, weren't they? They were something you looked forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you this little girl with a great big hair ribbon
That's
on you?
That's right. We always used to wear hair ribbons.
Yes.
Don't you remember?
Right.
The girls all had hair ribbons. You can see in the school picture.
Now, this picture here is the high school, the Lakeville Grade School, on the steps of the high school.
That's right.
Where was that building located?
The Lakeville High School was situated where the Lakeville Post Office is now.
Yes.
And we started in, you know, there were 13 school districts.
Yes.
And we all ended up down in the Lakeville Grade School.
Well, do you mean that you were going to elementary school in the same building as the high school students?
Yes.
Yes?
That's right. This is the Lakeville High School
building.
And can
you remember any of the children in that picture?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, will you tell me some?
There's Dorothy Wheeler and Mary Bissell.
Yes.
And there's Ines Peabody, who was my best friend.
Uh-huh.
And there's Clara Stone. And there's Marion Eggleston. And there are many of them that I know.
Uh-huh. You know what it would be, a nice thing to do would be to list all of the people you can put down here sometime.
Yes, that's what I will do. But,
all right,
but,
now...
We first went to the 13 district schools. There was this little school located in the various parts of the town. Yeah. And they were located there to accommodate the smaller children who couldn't, where there was no transportation, you know. So they had the 13 district schools located in where there was a population of small children.
Right.
And in that area, we all went to that school for the first kindergarten.
Now, when you say there was no transportation, you mean, of course, that there were no school buses as we know them today.
No, we all walked,
to school.
And I went, my first school, when I was 5 or 6 years old, was up in Salisbury Center.
Yes.
That was the center school. And that was where the academy building is now.
Uh-huh.
And that's where about 30 of us went in that area. And I stayed with my grandmother, who lived up near the White Hart Inn, during the week so that I could walk to the school, because my parents lived down in Lakeville then.
Auntie.
And we had no electricity in the building. We had no heat but a great big old black stove, and we had no running water or fountains. So every morning before school opened, they would go over to the watering kettle.
Yes, of course.
And get the water and bring it over for us to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we had to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But we always walked to school, and it didn't make any difference how deep the snow was. We had to be in school.
Well, now, Lila, what did other children do that lived in Lakeville? What schools did they go to?
Well, as I said, there were 13 district schools. There was one down on Town Hill.
Yes.
And there was one near Ora Hill, and there was one in Taconic and Amesville, and 13 altogether.
But where you were living in Lakeville, these were too far for you to walk.
Well, I couldn't walk up to Salisbury Center School.
No, I understand that, but you couldn't walk to the others either.
No, we weren't supposed to. We only were supposed to go to the schools that were in our area, that were there to help the children in that area.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we went. All the young children, and then we all ended up down into the Lakeville High School after we got through of the little district
the very first years.
Yes.
Right. Now, did you like being with your grandmother during the week?
Oh, yes. I liked living with her. Yes, it was fun. And then I would go home. Sometimes I'd go take the train.
You took the train from Salisbury to Lakeville
and from Lakeville to Salisbury.
And how often did that train run?
Oh, that ran every day. It was the 8 o'clock train, and they would put me on the train, and I'd get off, and then I'd go up to my grandmother's house and stay until I'd go up Sunday night.
Yes.
And I'd stay on Monday, then we'd go to school, and then during the week.
Just imagine being a commuter. You weren't you?
And then sometimes my grandfather would drive me home with a horse and wagon.
Your grandfather would take you back to Lakeville
that
way.
Yes, yeah.
Now, your brothers went to the same school, or were they older?
Well, no, my brothers were younger. Uh-huh. Yes, they went to the same school. And I had two brothers. There was Earl. We used to call him Curly, and then I had a younger brother named Willard, but he died in infancy.
Oh, yes, when he was very, very small.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now today is such a snowy day. I'm wondering, what would you have been doing on a day like today when you were 4, 5, 6 years old?
Going to school.
Yes. Well, now if it's Friday afternoon,
well,
where would you play? In the afternoons up here in Salisbury.
Where would we play? We'd play around the house.
Yes. Did you use sleds?
We used sleds. And but the snow never stopped us. You must know
that.
And the weather in those days was a lot different than it is now. We had very big snowstorms and cold weather.
Yes.
And we would sometimes get frostbitten.
Yes.
And then... But we were.
Do you remember getting frostbitten because you had to walk home from school?
I remember one morning I got frostbitten, and Then my grandmother put me in a lot of cold water.
Yes,
she took care of that.
That's what you do. Oh, it hurts, doesn't it?
Well, a little bit, yes.
But no such thing as closing school off.
Oh, no, they never closed school. Uh-huh. We had to go to school if we had to plow through snow up to our neck, we went to school.
Well, where were the best? Yeah, go ahead.
And sometimes some of the kids would catch a ride to school on a milk sleigh.
The farmers were delivering milk, but they were doing it on a sled.
On a sled.
Uh-huh. And the boys would catch a ride.
Yeah, and then they would catch a ride on the sled.
That was fine in the morning, but not at night.
No. Uh-huh. We had to get home. But we weren't there all day, you know. We were there at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And then I guess we were out about 2:30.
And now, can you tell me where would the best place been to slide downhill?
The best place, when we were small, we didn't do much sliding downhill, because but when we were older and down in the Lakeville grade school, the best place to slide downhill was starting up by the Holly Williams house now.
Yes.
And going down, we'd go way down to the brook, Burton Brook.
Oh, yes, and no cars to worry about.
No cars to worry about, and we used to have what they call rippers.
Yes.
And sometimes there'd be a lot of us go on one ripper and go
all together.
Down.
Right.
And we'd go down, way down, we'd get a good start, and we'd go way down, starting up about just about the Farnham Tavern, the Holly Williams house, and go all the way down Route 44, way down to where the Burton Brook is now. Yeah. And then it was quite a long ways back.
I guess so. I guess that was. Could you describe the village as you remember it then? Were there any buildings that we would like to know about?
Yes, there was the Holly Block, of course.
And that's up across the street from the Holly Williams house. Yes.
That's been torn down.
Yes.
And then down what we call Park Square, down across from the park where the fire company, where the hose company was, which was a little bit of a building there.
Yes.
And across from that was the store of Heaton Barnett.
Well, it wasn't Heaton and Barnett when you were a little girl, there were stores there.
No, but that was...
Was there a grocery store in town?
And oh yeah,
that was up in the Holly Block.
That was in the Holly Block,
yes.
And that was then there was Robert's store.
And that was where the Lakeville Cafe is today.
And then across from that was the Hub, what we call the Hub. That was Ma Dufour's Hub, where she catered to the Hotchkiss boys and the Salisbury School boys.
Yes.
And then there was a Dufour's garage right next to it, which has been torn down. But the Hub is still remains as
the jewelry store.
But all the other buildings from there down to the Shell station have all been torn down.
Mm-hmm.
They were there was a Western Union station where formerly it belonged to it was a harness shop.
Yes.
And then they had a little sewing with novelties, a little sewing shop where they sold thread, and that was by where Miss Stewart had her little shop.
Yes.
And then there was, underneath that for some time, there was Bessie's Lunch.
Oh, I remember that. But that was in about the 1930s. What you were just describing, though, would have been about 1914.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And then, of course, there was the little hose company, which was very small, a little building, but not very large. And out front of that was the watering trough where the horses stopped to drink. Mm-hmm. And then across from that was this store where they sold what was formerly,
afterwards,
Heaton Barnett. Yes. And they sold furniture, and they had men's clothing, and they had a 5 and 10 cent store in one section.
Right.
And there was a man by the name of Herbert Beebe who did framing for pictures.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then there was another little store connected with that down below, and that was a laundry, Chinese laundry.
Oh, really? Yes.
Remember Charlie Wing?
No, of course I don't, but
no,
I know that.
There was a Chinese laundry, and that was on the side next to a house that housed the Andrews people.
Yes.
They lived there in the little house. And then on the end of that was Charlie Wing's laundry. And I remember Charlie Wing, he used to give us all things for Christmas. He'd have some Chinese tea.
Oh, how wonderful.
And we always look forward to
that. You liked it. Yes. Now, when you took this train from Salisbury to Lakeville, of course, the tracks went right up there on a trestle, and there was an underpass or a bridge going there. Did you get off at where the Nursing Association is now?
Yeah, that was
depot?
The station, yes. But there was, of course, we always looked forward to going over that trestle. It was really quite...
It was scary, yes.
It was scary.
Yes.
And sometimes we used to walk the trestle when the trains weren't due.
Uh-huh.
But we always came... down, and they stopped at what is now the welfare building and the nurses' building. That was the station, and then over and there over across from that, up above that, where that road is that leads to the lake.
Yes,
there was a freight station.
Yes, I remember that. That was near the swinging bridge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're mentioning the lake, and I know you lived in Lakeville. You told me that you lived in a house that's no longer there.
Right.
That was called the Holly House.
Well, it was it wasn't called the Holly House, but it was part of the Holly Manufacturing Company. They owned it because that was the time when the Holly Manufacturing Company was in full swing with their knives.
I see.
And my grandfather, Senior, and my father were both employed at the Holly Company.
And was that near this warehouse for the that was near the railroad? The house that you lived in that's not there
now? No, it was right in back of the Holly Block.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going to the lake in the summertime when you were a youngster like this, what was over at the lake when you were, let's say, 5 years old?
Well, there was nothing there over at the lake. There was just the grove was there, and just one little house where the boats were.
Yes.
And we used to go over there swimming, but we never liked to go alone. I remember one time that we went over swimming. We didn't have swimming suits, and we had on some kind of funny-looking outfit.
Right.
And my brother, my little brother and I went over to the over on the trestle there, where the right near the factory pond.
Right.
And I remember we were going to, trying to get in there, and we were reaching for something, looking at some fish, and he fell in.
Oh, could he swim?
And he couldn't swim.
Oh, dear.
And I remember that I was able to get him out.
Uh-huh.
So
that was something you didn't tell your mother and father right away.
Well, I couldn't very well keep it from him because he was soaking wet when he got home, and we both got stinking.
I bet you did. Yeah.
So that was... Everybody would go over swimming. There was no lifeguards. There was nothing there, and you just took your chance.
Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, was there any ice skating?
Yes, there was a lot of ice skating. It was lovely.
And did they build fires?
Yes, yeah. And I remember they used to do ice cutting on the lake.
Yes, tell us about that.
The David Doty, they used to cut ice on the lake. That's where they, that was before Frigidaires were so prevalent. And they would fill the, they had a lot of ice houses around. There was one down on, down on Walton Street where Dave Doty used to fill up his ice house with, and they'd pack it in sawdust, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then they would, this is what they did, the ice cutting. And there was two or three of those around the town.
And you had to put a card in your window saying the ice today,
right.
And they would stop and bring you
ice in the top of the
ice
box.
Right.
And of course, that was the way we had to keep our food cold.
Yes. Do you remember? Now that was when you were very small. Do you remember when your family got the first electric refrigerator?
No.
I remember when my grandmother got it. It was a big, big day.
Big thing, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
No, I don't remember that because we lived down in two or three different places before we went down to the house in back of the Holly Block. We lived up on what we called the Patch.
Yes.
And we moved from Salisbury where my mother and father lived. They moved down to what they call the patch, and those houses were all for rent, and they were formerly used by the Davis Armine Company.
Right, and where was that?
And that is up where the Iron Master's Lodge is.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that was all open field, and there were about, let's see, five houses that were left over that were for rent.
Right.
And we had one of them, one in the rear, and then there was a Perkins.
But they lived there in the big house or
they
not?
They lived in the big house.
Yes.
And then there was another house where another Perkins man, Mr. Will Perkins, who was a brother of John Perkins.
Yes.
And then there was another house where it had a family of Booths, and they had about eight children.
Oh, lots of kids to play with.
And they had, there was another house where the Joneses lived, and they had about nine children. So that there was about 21 children on the patch, we called them.
Yes.
And in the center of the house was a big field.
Yes.
And as I said, the weather in those days was a little different than it is now. We used to get some very hot summers.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, when a hot night, houses were pretty warm.
Well, I bet they were. No air conditioning.
No.
Electric fans.
We used to take a blanket and we'd all go out and sleep in the field.
And I bet you played games all together there,
right.
in the field.
Right. There was enough of us to do that, you see.
What a good time you must have had.
Yes, there was a... We had birthday parties
for just the
kids on the patch.
Yes. You didn't have any Girl Scouts at that point or Boy Scouts or anything else organized.
No,
you organized your own fun?
Own fun. I never belonged to the Girl Scouts. And
we
did have Campfire Girls.
Yes.
I did get into that one time.
Uh-huh.
But then we, as I said, we made our... fun among ourselves on the patch.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I bet you knew Betty Perkins Haas.
Elizabeth Perkins lived in the big house,
uh-huh.
And she was one of the crowd.
Right.
And then we had over, there was the, where she lives now, the family by the name of Cullens lived there.
Yes.
And they raised William Hickey, Billy Hickey,
yes.
Who was also was brought up by the Cullen family, and he was also in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And then they had an apple orchard there, and it was really quite a nice place.
Oh, it sounds like it was. And Lila, what, were you through with that? What is this program that's here in your book that says given to by the Lakeville School? Did you put on a play?
Oh, we were always putting on plays.
Yes. Did you put your plays on? In the school?
No, Roberts Hall was our recreational building.
Yes.
In the Lakeville High School, we had no big room where you could do these things.
But there was a big hall in the Roberts building.
Roberts
on the second floor, was it?
On the third floor.
Third floor, yes.
The first floor was the grocery store and the dry goods store.
Yes.
And then on the second floor, there were offices and like Dr. Bartle was a dentist then.
Uh-huh.
He was the school dentist.
Uh-huh.
And he took care of our teeth. He was on the second floor. And then there was a beauty parlor on that floor.
And this is the building that we're talking about that is right in the center of Lakeville where the Lakeville Cafe is today. And then on the third floor was this great big hall.
Big hall. And this is where we had all our activities from the Lakeville High School.
Yes.
We had our proms, we had our plays, and we had our dances. And that's where we had our center because there was no room.
This says here, a perplexing situation. That was the name of the play that you put on in 1910.
Right.
The school did. And you've got people here. John Stewart was in it.
Right.
Virginia Thrall.
Right.
And Miriam Everett.
And?
Oh, William Rainsford.
Right.
Oh, dear.
And Chester Joins.
Yes.
And Marion Booth. Now, they were two of the people on the patch. Right.
Right. And then over here is something. Oh, no, this is the same thing, I guess. This is a Christmas songs that you did.
Yes.
Well, everybody in town must have gone to that, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this was only all our recreation that we had was centered around it.
And right.
Put on all these.
Right, and a piano duet, I see here.
Yes.
All right, well, let's go to the next page and see what you got here. Whoops, wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, this?
Well, no, this you is... got an, you were a mathematician in 1914? Tell us about that.
I was 10 years old.
Yes.
And I received a certificate of proficiency in arithmetic from, I was 10 years old and I can perform the operation of the 400 rules of arithmetic.
Right, including fractions and with accuracy and rapidity.
Right, and this is signed this 8th day of June 1914 in the town of Salisbury.
Right.
And then it's signed by
Cleveland,
and she was the teacher.
Uh-huh.
And this is the...
must be the principal.
Well, either yes. Is that C.L. Warner?
Yes, that's right. C.L. Warner.
He was the superintendent of schools.
Well, now this little thing, painted by children, are, I see, a child's own mother as she stood there just before she died. What about this?
Well, this was given to me. This is a picture
yes.
of this child. This was given to me by a lady by the name of Charity Fretz.
Yes.
And they lived over the bank, the Salisbury Bank.
Uh-huh.
They were two sisters, Dina Fretz and Charity Fretz. And they were two elderly women. And I used to, when I lived down in the Holly house back in the Holly block, I used to go across the street to visit them.
Uh-huh.
And up in that same building, there was a milliner shop. And these two old ladies had an apartment on that floor, and across the way from them was the milliner shop run by Miss Josephine
yes.
Cullen. And I have Miss Josephine.
She did hats too, didn't she?
She did hats.
Yes.
And I have her looking glass that she used in the milliner shop.
Yes, I have a little advertisement that she had
yes,
framed. You say here, always to keep and not destroy. Well, I would say that you still are keeping
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I think it was just something
darling.
That the old ladies wanted to give me to make me feel good.
Now, we go to 1915-1917. So, Lila, this is the... around the war, and there's a let's see, what the stamp was 2 cents.
Yeah.
And this is a letter from
the Edison Studios.
Yes.
And when you're that age, you got to be you went to the silent movies, you'd see these little actors. So I wrote to this boy and
his name was Andy Clark,
and I wrote to him, and he wrote me a letter.
Well, wasn't that nice?
From the Edison Studios.
Well, now had you seen these shorts here in Lakeville?
Yes.
Where did
they
you know?
They used to be silent movies at Roberts Hall.
I see.
And we used to go up there. We used to see that, they'd be silent movies, and they'd have a piano player.
Uh-huh.
One of them was Margaret Spur, who played the piano.
Yes.
And you'd have a reel of Pathé News.
Uh-huh.
And a comedy, and then another movie.
Well, that's fun. That's what you did with your time. Now, here you have Salisbury Public Schools. This certifies that Lila May Sr. has satisfactorily completed the course of study for the Grammar Department of the Salisbury Public Schools and is entitled to this testimonial. Mm-hmm. All right, C.L. Warner signed this,
and
too.
And he's the supervisor, Charles Warner.
And this is in 1917,
and it's signed by Elizabeth
Courier,
the teacher.
Uh-huh. Now you're going to high school, right?
Uh-huh.
I say, no, this, when you finished this, you went to the high school.
I went to the high school.
All right. Now, here and we are, 1918, and we're in the second, we're the First World War. Rose leaves from France, you have
yes,
here.
Yes, and
somebody sent you... some from there?
Yes, well, in the First World War, we used to write to different soldiers
yes.
in the war, and then we'd send them things like something like cigarettes or
sure.
something. And then I had these,
You've got a collection of answers, all right.
Yeah, I got a collection.
This is the pretty, someone here
them.
From, who
they
was?
They sent me rose leaves from when they went to France.
Right.
From France. And this is, this is a Frank A.
A cartoonist.
Cartoonist was in the, with the Chicago paper. He was from Chicago.
Yes.
And he was a cartoonist, and he made up this, all these things and sent
what's this drawing over here?
And this is the...
Who?
This is a cartoon that he sent
that me. That he did.
Yeah, from France.
From France. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie, sweet, alias Lila Senior. Which one are you supposed to be? This one.
I'm supposed to be this one.
Uh-huh.
And I used to get the mail. When the letters would come, they would be addressed to Miss Lizzie Sweet Lakeville, and the postmaster got used to who was supposed to get it.
He knew it was Lila. My goodness. You were something, weren't you? Still are. Well, now let's go on to some more of these postcards you got from soldiers.
Well, I got, you remember Bill Rainsford?
Yes,
Bill Rainsford.
Yes.
He was.
He sent you one. Here's one assigned, Bill. I guess it must be going to get,
And this came from Honolulu. He was stationed in Honolulu.
Yes.
And these were all cards from the different people. I don't know what that is.
Oh, this says, Miss Fearless and Company, the Friendly Club.
Oh, yes. Remember.
Tell me about the Friendly Club.
The Friendly Club is up where the Masonic Building is now, and that was called the Girls Friendly Club.
Yes.
And that was one thing among our recreation in town. And that was started by Mrs. Joseph Parsons and the Mill Mine.
Yes. So you put on plays there,
and
didn't you?
And we had a little place there, and that we used to meet there at the Girls Friendly Club.
Yes.
And so we had little...
Well, now, how old were you then? It was high school
This
people?
Was high school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It said, now, with this play that you put on, it says, you're just Lizzie, the ghost, Lila
That's right.
Senior.
Right. The others are all older people, and they just had to have some smaller girl for the ghost.
You got Marion Bartram was in it?
Yeah.
And Mrs. William Heffernan.
Right.
Helen Judd.
Helen Judd.
And Florence Cleveland.
Right.
And these are all guests. Oh,
the, what was that first one there? Yeah, the Marion Bartram.
Marion Bartram.
And who was the next one?
Mary Larrigan.
Oh, yes, Mary Larrigan. She used to work in Robert's store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were all young girls then.
Now,
they're all gone now.
Here we have your graduation... graduating from the Lakeville High School, and here are the graduates. Julius Auditor. John Du Bois.
Yes.
Ernie Godders.
Right.
Trifina Everett. I'm just calling the ones I know. There are others.
And
Terry Sullivan.
It seems to me that Trifina Everett is the only one left of that group, that all the rest are gone. And Terrence Solomon just died this past year.
Yes.
And Trifina Everett is the last one in that graduates. That was what year? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but you're not in the graduating
class
here. Oh, not
that,
here.
No.
No. No, you must be over here. This is eighth grade with Josephine Ballman.
Ballman, right.
Uh-huh.
And it tells about the different ones who are in
right. Now maybe you're on this next one, graduates in the high school. Oh, in those days, now let's see, would this be right? There were just four people graduating?
Four people that graduated in 1920. That was the year before I graduated.
And then over here in this other year, we have 1, 2, 4, 8, 9, only nine people
right.
in the graduating class?
Right.
My goodness.
And there's only... Only four here.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of dropouts in those days.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when we started out, my first year, there was 30 of us in the class. And by the time the 1921 graduating class ended up with only three of us. There was myself and William Barnett and Idas Peabody.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And they put on a regular graduation for you three.
Oh, yes. We all had it at Roberts Hall.
Now, tell me about going your class trip in 1921.
Oh, well, we were the first class to go to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And we didn't, we had, and Miss Pendleton went with us, a teacher. And there was the teacher and three of us. And we were the first class to
Wasn't
go.
Wasn't that exciting?
And we gave a play to get some money to raise it.
Right.
And raise the money for our expenses.
Yes.
And we went down to Washington, D.C. And on the way, we stopped in New York and went up the Statue of Liberty. And then we went on to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And the whole trip only cost us $53.
Can you imagine that? So there were all together about five of you that went, right? This is, says 1921 here.
That was when there were three of us in the class and the teacher.
Now, this is the picture over here of the high school. I remember that building. This is 1921.
Yes. That's when we were entertained at the Wenatchko House.
And where was that?
That's up on across from up next to the Holly William House.
Yes, that's what they tore down eventually.
They tore down that was the Summer Inn.
Yes.
And that's where Ines Peabody was, and I was up there most of the time, so Ines Peabody was in our class, and she had us up there for a graduation luncheon.
Oh, how nice. And that's what you ate there. Yeah. And this says commencement. This is your senior class?
Yes.
At Roberts Hall.
Roberts Hall. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you never had a graduation in your own building.
No, we didn't. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
And here we are with, William Barnett, Lila Sr., and Ines Peabody. Only three of you.
Three of us, and they were 30 when we started. Mm-hmm. But that was the time that they changed it from a three-year high school term to a four-year high school term. So there was many dropouts. There were 27 who dropped out.
Uh-huh.
And didn't get to the to graduate.
Well, there are a lot of people who would like to read this, Lila, to find out the names of some of these people. I recognize some in the lower grades.
Right. Here is the eighth graders.
Yeah. Here's Hoppy Rudd.
Hoppy Rudd and Donald Parsons.
Yes.
And then there was
Alice Francis, Du Bois.
Alice Francis Branch.
Yes.
And Armella Rossiter, who still lives,
yes,
and Frances Branch, and Foss Webb, and Lester Patchen.
Where? Oh, yes.
And
now he's in the eighth grade. Yeah. You're going to graduates in the eighth grade.
Right,
yes.
And here's Austin Lovett, who still lives in Lime Rock.
Uh-huh.
He used to work for the town.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what do we have on the next page?
Oh, this is where, this is the bill that I had from my Washington and New York trip.
Oh, yes, you kept a record on how much you spent for everything.
Everything. And we could get our meals in those days for about 75 cents, and supper 75 cents. And
now, was this individual trolley was 8 cents.
8 cents. And then we had souvenirs and cards.
Cafeteria, 65 cents, you say, right here.
And breakfast at Child's, 25 cents.
Trolley to the Capitol, 10 cents.
Right. And the cafeteria, 65.
Uh-huh.
And the boat to Mount Vernon, $1.10.
Eats on the boat, 55 cents.
And supper, 75.
And then you paid your hotel bill, 5?
75. Uh-huh. And from Washington to New York, the fare was $8.79.
Uh-huh.
And then it totaled up, our expenses was $53.
Right, you've got it there in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did Bill Barnett and you talk about that afterwards a long time?
Because
it made such an impression on both of you, I can imagine.
Yes.
Are these graduates or signatures of people who let's see.
This is a conference. It was held at Hotchkiss School,
uh-huh,
to which I was invited, and some of the local people.
Here's a ball.
This was the ball, the 17th annual conference of Chinese students in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before
they had Chinese students going to Hotchkiss in 1921.
Well, they had some, and they had all over the country, and up in Ithaca, and all Ithaca and Cornell, and all around.
Uh-huh.
And it was in that day, at that time, all the Chinese students who came over here to get an education in the American colleges had to go back to China.
Yes.
They were not allowed to stay here.
Yes.
And they went back to China, and they had conferences before they went. And this year, this is 1921. September 15th, they had the conference at Hotchkiss School.
Uh-huh. And that's when they had dances, and they gave out little cards, and you signed up people you danced with.
Yeah, that's right. And I went up.
All right, tell me about some of these people. Henry and Harry.
They're all Chinese students. and Alfred Kwan was the Chinese student that I went with.
Yes.
And Miss Margaret Williams was our chaperone at that time. And I was, that was brought to when they were talking about the Chinese people that came here.
Oh, you did show this, tell them that. Yeah.
About this summer, you know.
That's lately, yes.
They had all the Chinese people here. And I say that after the conference, we had the two Chinese students stayed here for a couple of days, and I got a girlfriend of mine to, and another and myself, and we went out with them. They had a, they wanted to go to a dance in Salisbury, so we said we'd take them. And fortunately, that Saturday night, they were having a dance up in the town hall, and they were, it was an, the old-fashioned dances, the round dances, yes, and the square dances. And so we went in, and I remember that George Barton and George Belcher, they were, George Barton was the postmaster then, and Belcher worked in the post, and they were in, met with the American Legion. They, it was the American Legion giving it. And when we went in, they were on the door, and they were,
but they wondered where you got Chinese escorts.
Yes, they did. And they, George Barton called me over and said, Lila, you can't bring these boys in here.
Oh, dear.
And dang. I said, why
not? Talk about discrimination.
That's right. And I said, why not? And they said, because you can't. And I said, well, I'm, but they said, you can come in, but you can't bring these fellows with you. So anyway, I went right in with them. I
good said, for you.
And went right in with them, and we started to dance. And do you know that everybody in the hall sat down?
Oh, and what a humiliation.
Right. And we were the only ones dancing on the floor. And then after that, we left. And I've often thought about that, that I...
I'm glad you did what you did.
I went in with them, and I had... It was, today, it's a different story.
It certainly is. Did you tell the Chinese that were visiting us the, in 1984, did you tell them about that situation, or didn't you?
No, I didn't. I told
guess
Mr.
maybe you
Brooke
shouldn't.
About it, but he didn't. I guess
no.
he didn't.
No, it's just as well we forget that, maybe, but it did exist, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I always gave myself credit for introducing what is it?
Yes.
You'll have to put that
I'm
in.
I'm going
to
stop it. Because it's getting a little...